These songs have huge views, amounts of views on YouTube, so very popular. And before that, we heard an older classic number with some nice flute in it, Mamadou Doumbia with Super Bebe. Yes, yes. And, well, we have about 20 minutes left, so I'm going to stop my yapping and play some more tunes. We will next hear a classic from the 80s. Yeah, the disco era. And then we'll hear another 80s song, which is... sounds to me like the very beginning of hip-hop, but yeah, with some disco thrown in for sure. So here we go, Katie Loba. This is Grand-Père CDK. Yes, here we go. Katie Loba, Ivory Coast at its 80est.
Grand-père, c'est Didier, habillé, c'est quoi? Grand-père, c'est Didier, habillé, c'est pas toi. Come on, 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 come on jamais. C'est Marcory, c'est Fleshby, c'est Cocody, c'est Yokugan, c'est Broadway, c'est tout partout. C'est le Wrecking. Ok. C'est le Wrecking. C'est le ACB, c'est le hip-hop, c'est le ACB, c'est le hip-hop. Right on.
All right, Wandering Rhythms here, and wow, that was Abidjan City Breakers from 1983, it seems, if you can trust anything the internet's on about. But yeah, that was amazingly early, considering, yeah, I'd call that hip-hop, disco hip-hop, but still. Yes, the Abidjan City Breakers, an LP very much in demand by vinyl enthusiasts. The ACB Rap is the name of the song. Yeah, simply Abidjan City Breakers Rap. Yeah, amazing. And before that, we heard Katie Loba, also from the 80s. So, yeah, fun stuff there. And we don't have much time left, but next I wanted to put together two of the most famous modern artists in Côte d'Ivoire, Tikken Jafokoli and Alpha Blondy, both reggae artists that have been in the scene since the 80s and still going very strong. And this is from Tikken Jafokoli's last LP called Dernier Appel. In fact, he put out an album since then, but it was all cover songs, and it is amazing. It's so reggae, which is, you know, music from Jamaica, of course, made by people who have ancestry in Africa. Well, he's an African musician playing reggae and doing it with a lot of African instruments, like the kora, the harp, the African xylophone, marimba, of course, and yeah, so doing a lot of songs in very, very cool, new, ancient way. So yeah, you got kind of the same vibe on this album here. It is a album of original songs, but this one actually featuring the other famous reggae artist of Côte d'Ivoire. His name is Alpha Blondy. So here we go. Tikken Jafokoli, Alpha Blondy with Diaspora, which is a very beautiful song, and I think that it is about, well, the need for Africans who have left Africa and who live in other places to still try their best to help Africa and Africans who are still struggling with a lot of things in the homeland. So yeah, very important song, and here we go. Tikken Jafokoli, Diaspora, Wandering Rhythms here in Côte d'Ivoire.
Diaspora, we need you. Diaspora, diaspora.
We need you.
Africa diaspora,
we need you.
Our forefathers sacrificed, shall lead us to the light, and we have to unite. That will be our sacrifice.
African diaspora, that was Tikanja Fakoli right there, amazing musician from the Ivory Coast. Yeah, he sings in French, English, and the local language there, which I cannot recall, I'm sorry. Well, there's like 60 local languages there, so you can understand the confusion. Yes, the end of the program here. And so just a little bit of country music from Cote d'Ivoire, kind of a funny concept. Country music in West Africa. Yeah, here we go. Kango by Jess Sabi and Peter One. Much love, everybody. And we'll see hear you next week. Good day. Goodbye.
You are more. Do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
This is Bird Note. Holiday cards often feature gorgeous red cardinals against a snowy landscape. So it's easy to assume the birds have always been a colorful presence in bleak northern winters. But cardinals used to be southern birds. In fact, they were rarely seen north of Pennsylvania. By the second half of the 20th century, though, they were being spotted year-round throughout New York, and they were nesting as far north as Maine, the northern Midwest, and even southern Canada. There are three key reasons for the cardinals' northern march. Rising temperatures have reduced snowfall, so cardinals can continue to forage for food on the ground during winter months. Then there's human development. Cardinals are drawn to suburban habitat, so as people convert forests and prairies to cul-de-sacs, the birds soon follow. And finally, backyard bird feeders. By supplying birdseed, we humans help cardinals survive the harsh winters of higher latitudes. By the 1980s, as if to fully cement the bird's new turf, its official name was changed from just cardinal to northern cardinal. But the southeastern states, topped by Louisiana, still have the most cardinals per acre. The redbird, as southerners call it, will always be a southerner. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.